Welcome to Pat Perspectives, the podcast where we ask our guests just five simple questions on a critical topic or trend shaping the world of real assets. I'm your host, Ed Whittaker, and today we hear the perspectives of Jose Martinez, a director at Patrizia Infrastructure, on the investment opportunities within one of the underappreciated features of a smart city, smart street lighting. Now, smart street lighting has the potential to unlock both huge efficiencies and cost savings for local authorities. But what is the attraction for institutional investors? I started our conversation by asking Jose, what is smart street lighting?
Smart street lighting is the retrofit of traditional lights into efficient LED bulbs with remote control and dimming sensors. And then you have some connectivity behind all of these. But this is a very efficient solution, which can get anywhere from 60 to 80% of savings on the electricity bill. Other advantages of smart street lighting is that it's got a longer useful life of around 20 years versus the 3 to 5 years that traditional lights have. And in addition to these, you have lower O&M expenses because you're controlling everything through a software app instead of like having something more manual or having like an employee on the ground. And yeah, overall, it results in a better service for the citizens. And there's other advantages related to it, such as reducing carbon footprint and reducing light pollution as well. And there's various type of projects. In some cases, some municipalities may just ask for a replacement of the bulb. In some cases, it's the whole street pole. If it's in a bad state, the municipality may want to retrofit that. But yeah, let's say that if we look at the core, it's mainly the replacement of the bulb, which the traditional bulbs would be like incandescent type of lamps, like HP sodium lamps and things like that.
So now we know what it is. From an investment perspective, what makes smart street lighting such an attractive investment for a real assets portfolio?
The thing we like the most is that it's structured as a PPP, so a public-private partnership. So under this structure, there's a concession contract, which is a very long-term contract. It can range from 10 to 20 years, whereby the investor or the concessionaire gets a fixed fee throughout this whole period. This fee is an availability-based fee. So as long as the infrastructure is working, we get our fee. It's not dependent on, you know, demand, risk, or the use of the infrastructure, no risk to energy price fluctuations. So it's a very stable fee, and it's also linked to inflation. So you have that protection as well. So you've got the long-term contract, the fixed fees, and something very important that we really like is that your counterparty is the government. So you have a great counterparty, which should be able to meet the payment obligations. So all of that ultimately gives you cash flow visibility, which is what real assets investors look for. I would say the PPP structure is definitely core. Having like that visibility of the cash flows is certainly core, but there's a number of add-on investments that you could do to this infrastructure to get your core plus or value add returns, which would be ancillary smart city solutions and other potential connectivity projects.
From your perspective, what is the growth potential of the sector in Europe, and how does the regulatory environment support this growth?
Okay, so there aren't any official sources of what was the current penetration in Europe, but based on our sources, we think there's around 20 to 25% LED penetration. That means that there's a huge potential for investment in Europe. We estimate there could be something between 20 to 25 billion euro worth of CapEx that needs to be used for the upgrade of this infrastructure. And then in terms of regulatory efforts, I see this like twofold. On one hand, you have public funds at the European level, which are earmarked for these type of opportunities. However, these funds are limited. And second of all, these funds tend to have a very burdensome process. So from an admin point of view, from the moment you request these funds until you get them, it could be like 12 to 18 months. That's why private funds like us have a faster speed to market and are therefore more useful for municipalities. So that's one of the ways the government can help with this funding. The second one is, how is the public procurement regulation in each country? Some countries can be less flexible on this type of regulation, and therefore there isn't much upgrade in some countries. And in some countries, like in Italy, there's favorable regulation towards private initiatives. There's also a central procurement agency which streamlines the process of public procurement and ultimately help deploy this type of infrastructure faster. So this is one of the reasons why we have focused on Italy, because the regulatory environment is way favorable than others in Europe.
And how does smart street lighting fit within the broader theme of smart city investing?
Well, if you look at it on a standalone basis, street lighting makes the city more connected and more efficient. But the way we see it, street lighting to us is an enabler to deploy other smart city solutions. Because once you have a connected city and you have control over the street poles of the city, you can add on other services, which eventually will either make the city more efficient or it will increase the quality of life of citizens. So if I give you a few examples, on the street light, you can deploy CCTV cameras. With CCTV cameras, you can control the traffic of a city more efficiently. You can provide safety and security services. You can do environmental monitoring if you have the right sensors. On the street light, you can also deploy EV charging stations. You could also deploy smart parking software through the CCTV cameras. You can also upgrade the connectivity of a city. For example, if we look at 5G networks, with that type of network, you need a lot of density, and the streetlights are the perfect host for the small cells, because they're everywhere in the city, right? So they are the, let's say, the perfect street furniture where all of these smart city solutions can be deployed.
And finally, just to wrap up, which of the mega trends support the long-term investment case for smart street lighting investments?
This is an easy one, but decarbonization. I mean, we've seen street lighting can save around 80% of the electricity bill of a city, and that's purely because it's way more efficient than traditional solutions. So reducing your carbon footprint, in terms of digitalization, you are providing connectivity to the cities. It can be the future host of 5G networks. So this is definitely an enabler for that. If we look at urbanization and demographic change, cities overall need to be more efficient. They need to be better connected, and certainly smart street lighting helps to achieve that.
Thank you to Jose, and thank you for listening to Path Perspectives. You can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to head over to our website, patrizia.ag, to find out more.
This podcast is produced by OG Podcasts. Find out more at ogpodcasts.co.uk.